Welcome to One Darlington. Welcome to your summer edition of One Darlington. And what an exciting listen we have in store for you. After years of anticipation and planning, the 200th anniversary of the Stockton and Darlington Railway, the world's first steam-powered passenger railway, is almost upon us. There's loads happening to mark this milestone, not just in Darlington, but the entire length of the line. Elsewhere, we bring you the full story of the council's adult social care inspection, which has been rated as good by the Care Quality Commission. You will also meet one of the many dedicated social care professionals who work so hard to look after some of our most vulnerable residents. You'll also find details of some of the town centre's finest alfresco eateries if you're looking forward to a spot of cafe culture this summer. For those with more active pursuits in mind, we've got a full preview of the Darlington 10K road race, which is coming up in August and is set to be bigger and better than ever this year. Our team's favourite story this edition has to be that of twins Rosie and Molly, who were looked after in the special care baby unit at Darlington Memorial Hospital when they were born prematurely. Now, aged 24, the twins made an emotional return to the unit to meet some of the staff who looked after them as babies. As the days stretch longer and the town buzzes with summer energy, there's no better time to enjoy all Darlington has to offer. Whether you're stepping back in time to celebrate the birth of the modern railway or enjoying the vibrant cafe culture of our town centre, this edition is packed with inspiration. So, grab a cuppa, find a sunny spot, and dive in. Here's to a summer filled with discovery, celebration, and community spirit. Enjoy this edition. Thank you for listening.
All aboard for a bicentennial celebration. Excitement is building for two spectacular free events being held across consecutive weekends in September as part of the bicentenary of the Stockton and Darlington Railway, S&DR. You are invited to get involved in Ghost Train, a carnival celebration of engineering feats and anniversary journey, a recreation of the first passenger train journey across sections of the original S&DR line. Ghost Train will arrive in the town centre on Saturday the 20th of September. Commissioned by S&DR 200, Avanti Display and Walk the Pank will co-produce this spectacle based on an original idea from artists Andy Plant, Bill Palmer, Brian Tweddle and Chris Squire. A giant sculpture of Locomotion No. 1 will appear on a plinth in the Market Square on Friday the 19th of September. The next day, it will be joined by five train carriages positioned around the town centre. These carriages will carry huge art installations of some of the world's most important inventions from the last 200 years, including the combustion engine, the microscope, and the light bulb. Performers will interact with the pieces of art and passers-by to bring these famous inventions to life as they move around the town centre. As darkness falls, the steam engine and carriages will come together to parade from the town centre through North Lodge Park to Hopetown. Everyone is invited to join this amazing procession of lights and music as it makes its way through the town. Residents living close to North Lodge Park have been working with artists to make their houses part of the experience. Once the parade arrives at Hopetown, there will be a host of free, fun, night at the museum activities for all the family. Hopetown will stay open late, giving you another chance to see the amazing artistic carriages up close. In the build-up to this exciting show, Avanti Display and Walk the Plank are working with students and community groups to celebrate the bicentennial of the journey that changed the world forever. Students from the Northern School of Art in Hartlepool have been creating models of Locomotion No. 1, which will be on display in Bin's windows in the week leading up to the event. Pupils from local primary schools are also working with artists to create Fuel of the Future, a coal-inspired work of art which will power Ghost Train on its journey. On Saturday the 27th of September, a very special train journey will take place to mark the 200th anniversary of the birthplace of the passenger railway. A newly renovated replica of Locomotion No. 1 and the passenger carriage experiment will travel along the Skerne Bridge, recreating the original journey in 1825. The full journey along sections of the original S&DR route will run from Friday the 26th to Sunday the 28th of September. Spectators will be able to see the train at designated locations across the town centre and enjoy a programme of specially commissioned events for all the family, including in the Market Square. We are expecting visitors from around the world to come to Darlington for this very special event. S&DR 200 is working with partners Network Rail, as well as one of our sponsors, LNER, on Anniversary Journey. We will be releasing more exciting details in the run-up to these amazing events, so you can be sure to get involved. Please keep an eye on the Enjoy Darlington and S&DR 200 websites, www.enjoydarlington.co.uk and www.sdr200.co.uk. Local press and the council's and S&DR 200's social media pages. This information is delivered by Darlington Borough Council, Durham County Council and Stockton Borough Council. The major funders are Tees Valley Combined Authority. Sponsors are LNER, Amazon UK, Hampton Group, and with thanks to Network Rail.
Steam to the Future. A new free exhibition is opening at Hope Town Darlington in July as part of S&DR 200 Presents Steam to the Future. The exhibition will run from Friday the 11th of July to Sunday the 5th of October. Following the story of the early railways, Steam to the Future is a playful look to the future using commissioned art pieces to showcase the science behind how locomotives and steam works. Coming to Hope Town Darlington's Exhibition Hall in July, the exhibition reflects on the history of steam railways and how the railway industry is gearing up for a second revolution driven by the growing green technology sector in Teesside. It will feature an immersive installation by A.A. Murakami, a.k.a. Studio Swine, inspired by steam as a source of power, as well as the chance for visitors to create their own train for the 22nd century using virtual reality software. As part of this, LNER, Hitachi, Cummins and Network Rail are taking a look to the future of transportation and train travel. Steam to the Future is a glimpse into just some of the work that is underway to ensure the railways continue for another 200 years. Book your free tickets at www.hopetowndarlington.co.uk/steam/. Hope Town Darlington's Exhibition Hall is sponsored by Darlington Building Society in partnership with LNER, Hitachi, Cummins and Network Rail. It's delivered by Darlington Borough Council, Durham County Council and Stockton Borough Council, major funders Arts Council England, Tees Valley Combined Authority. Whistle Stop Tour. A touring exhibition showcasing S&DR's momentous history is steaming into Darlington Library, Crown Street, in June. Whistle Stop gives visitors the chance to step back 200 years in time to see important documents and images from the birth of the model railway. The exhibition is an introduction to the very start of the SMDR story. The documents have been brought together from archives across the UK and include engineer drawings and rarely seen maps, as well as cultural paintings, poems and cartoons depicting the adventurous and strange inventions of the age. The free exhibition runs from Saturday the 14th of June to Thursday 24th of July at Darlington Library. A selection of documents, photographs and artwork exploring railway heritage from the Darlington Borough Art Collection and Darlington Local Studies Collection will be displayed alongside the Whistle Stop exhibition. The exhibition will move on to Shildon Library, 31st of July to 20th of August, before returning to Darlington to the Friends Community Hub on Skinnergate, 25th of August to 3rd of September, and Locomotion Shildon, 6th of September to 4th of October. Visitors to Darlington Library can also see some of the peg dolls made for a memory of a journey, a mass participation storytelling art project taking place across Tees Valley and County Durham, which sees community groups and residents decorate peg dolls representing their favourite train journey. They will be showcased in an exhibition at Preston Park Museum in the summer.
Reliving the past. As we continue our bicentenary celebrations of the Stockton and Darlington Railway, we were delighted to receive these amazing photographs from Maurice Horner of his father Eric, helping to prepare locomotives for the 1925 celebrations. After leaving school at 14, Eric took many casual roles on the railways, largely with track laying gangs, until getting a permanent job at North Road as a stripper, taking locomotives to pieces before they were repaired and refurbished. His father, Matthew, was a blacksmith at Shildon Wagon Works, and for a time they lived in Timothy Hackworth's house in Shildon. Maurice also told us about his uncle Cyril, who was a fireman on a locomotive in Hull during the Second World War. He was on duty during a German bombing raid. Maurice said, "The engine driver sought cover. However, my uncle, together with a shunter he was working with, became alarmed about a train filled with ammunition that was sat in the sidings. If it was hit, they suspected half of Hull would be devastated. So they manoeuvred the locomotive onto the train, hooked up and took it to a safer place where it was protected by an embankment. The railway company, for reasons best known to itself, didn't want to acknowledge that the locomotive had been driven by a fireman. Accordingly, the driver received all the accolades for saving Hull, and my uncle was transferred to Darlington, where he was promoted to driver and given a railway house in Brinkburn Avenue. Thank you to Maurice for sharing these fabulous historic stories. If you or someone you know has a story to tell about life on the railways, please email feedback@darlington.gov.uk.
Adult social care rated good in national inspection. The council's adult social care services has been awarded a good rating by the Care Quality Commission, CQC. The national body responsible for checking the quality of health and social care services across England. The rating follows a thorough assessment of how well the council supports adults in need of care and support. The inspection, carried out by CQC in January, is part of a new national framework designed to assess local authorities and ensure that people are receiving high-quality care and support. The report, published this spring, recognises the strengths of Darlington's approach, which focuses on independence, choice, dignity and community support. the inspectors highlighted several key areas of good practice. A strong emphasis on personalised strength-based care that puts people at the heart of decisions about their lives. Effective services that help people regain independence after hospital stays, with no delays in discharge and above average outcomes in reablement. A responsive front door service with the adult contact team providing early help, advice and swift support. Positive feedback from residents and carers, with many saying they feel listened to, safe and supported. The report also noted Darlington's success in areas like safeguarding, hospital partnerships, advocacy, and its commitment to continuous improvement. While there were some areas where improvements can still be made, such as increasing access to accessible information, reducing waiting times for certain assessments, and gathering more equality data, the CQC praised the Council for recognising these issues and taking action. Adult social care in Darlington supports thousands of residents, from older people and those living with disabilities to carers and people facing complex needs. Whether it's helping someone adjust to life at home after hospital, supporting carers to get a well-earned break, or making sure people feel safe and connected in the community, the aim is always the same: to help people live the life they choose. The CQC also noted how well Darlington works in partnership with the NHS, voluntary and community organisations, and local care providers. The Council's approach to prevention, including early support and practical help at home, was praised for keeping people independent for longer. You can read the full report on the CQC website at www.cqc.org.uk or visit the Council's website to find out more about adult social care support in Darlington.
Case study. Claire Wallace, manager of the Safeguarding Adults Deprivation of Liberty Safeguards team, talks about her role with the Council. I was inspired to become a social worker after being supported by a social worker myself since I was 15 due to my disability. She made such a difference to my life in my transition to adulthood. I was unsure what I wanted to do for a career. I guess you could say she was my role model. Several years later, we then became colleagues. I qualified as a social worker in 2010. And worked in many different social work roles before joining Darlington in 2022 as an agency senior practitioner. I was appointed to the post of team manager in 2024. I love that in my role, no 2 days are ever the same, and that due to the unpredictable nature of the safeguarding work, we never know how the day will go. It's impossible to be bored. I love working with my team members, who are very resilient and tenacious in supporting the adults they work with to feel safer and achieve their outcomes. This is what motivates the team. The Council is a great organisation to work for, and this positive CQC inspection outcome is a testament to the vitally important work our teams do to look after people who need our help. I'm responsible for all aspects of the operational management of the team, including providing supervision to team members, chairing strategy meetings, and working with other multi-agency partners. To anyone thinking about taking this career path, I'd say, give it a go. There are so many roles to choose from.
A summer to celebrate. Council leader Steve Harker looks forward to an exciting summer in Darlington. Now that summer is here, I hope you're all finding the chance to enjoy some of the sunshine, whether that's planning a family getaway, relaxing in one of our beautiful parks, or simply making the most of the longer evenings. I'm proud to say that once again we have a packed programme of events coming up in the town centre this summer. One recent piece of news I'm especially pleased to share is the outcome of the latest Care Quality Commission inspection of our adult social care services. The report rated our services as good, with one of the highest scores in the North East. It's a real testament to the dedication, compassion and professionalism of the teams who support some of our most vulnerable residents every day. Their hard work often happens behind the scenes, but it makes an enormous difference to people's lives, and I want to publicly thank everyone involved. Looking ahead, we have a lot to be excited about this summer. The town centre is buzzing with activity, with a packed calendar of events that promises something for everyone, from family-friendly days out to live music, food festivals and more. It's a brilliant opportunity to enjoy everything Darlington has to offer, support our local businesses and spend quality time together. Of course, this year marks a major milestone in our history, the 200th anniversary of the Stockton and Darlington Railway. This isn't just a local celebration, it's a moment of national and even global significance. We're proud of our place in the story of the railway, and the upcoming S&DR 200 Festival will be a fantastic showcase of Darlington's heritage, innovation and community spirit. So whether you're discovering something new or enjoying a familiar favourite, I hope this summer gives you a chance to relax, reconnect and celebrate everything that makes Darlington special. Contact your councillor. Your councillor is there to listen to you and find out about the issues that are affecting life in your ward. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk. MP surgeries. Lola McAvoy, Darlington MP, can be contacted by email at lola.mcavoy.mp@parliament.uk or via her constituency office at 35 to 36 Blackwell Gate, Darlington, DL1 5HW, or call 01325 526 655 during opening hours, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Matt Vickers, Stockton West MP, can be contacted by email at matt.vickers.mp@parliament.uk or call his constituency office on 01642 956 526. Ben Houchin, Tees Valley Mayor, can be contacted at Office of the Tees Valley Mayor, Tees Valley Combined Authority, Teesside International Airport, Darlington DL2 1NJ. Call 01325 792 600 or email mayor@teesvalley-ca.gov.uk.
Alfresco dining in Darlington. Now that the summer months are here and the sun definitely has its hat on, the town centre is open and filled with plenty of places to enjoy some al fresco dining. Whether you want brunch, dinner or some evening drinks as the night draws in, there's something for everyone. The Imperial Quarter. Ramp up the Riviera vibe and take your taste buds on a trip around Europe with delicious continental dishes at the Imperial Express, whose pavement cafe is at the centre of activity on Grange Road. Enjoy a slice of big city living and grab breakfast, lunch or evening drinks on Hash's rooftop terrace, or partake in afternoon tea or a boozy brunch in Dr. Ink's private garden. Call into family favourite Una Memento for a pizza and pasta, or bring your pooch to Hatch Luncheonette, where you can enjoy delights like smashed avocado and eggs in its pavement cafe. You can also enjoy casual drinks in pavement cafes along Connerscliffe Road, like glasses of vino outside number 22, or a pint of real ale from Orb. The Cherry Tree Kitchen and Cocktail Bar on Blackwell Gate also boasts a huge, newly refurbished beer garden, bringing a beats afield to the heart of the town. And Zoo on Grange Road has a vibrant garden space that's ideal for small plates and drinks in the sun. The new terrace at the Hummingbird is also a great spot to grab a bite while basking in the rays. They offer Sunday lunch too. The Market Square and High Row. 16 Horse Market provides the perfect spot to grab a bite to eat when you need a break from shopping in the town centre. With a huge space for outdoor tables right in the heart of the market square, it offers a fantastic pit stop for lunch. Just across the way, the Pennyweight invites you to bring the pub vibes outside with a huge selection of drinks and hearty food. Or visit the lively Boot and Shoe for a space in their beer garden overlooking the beautiful St Cuthbert's Church. If it's a sweet treat in the sun that you're looking for, look no further than Delicious on High Row. From milkshakes to cakes and ice creams to pastries, its treats will taste even better when eaten al fresco. A Banquo breakfast is best enjoyed in its pavement cafe, but you can also enjoy its lunch dishes too. You'll find this spot in Darlington Market with a huge menu to browse through.